This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Paul Manafort, guilty. 5 charges of tax fraud, 1 charge of hiding foreign bank accounts, 2 charges of bank fraud. Could go to prison for life, but the judge declares a mistrial on 10 counts. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Wow. This is huge, my friends. And then there's the president's lawyer cutting a deal. He, too, could see jail time. Michael Cohen. Who better to turn to than Justin Duckham from Talk Media News in Washington, D.C.? I bet it's buzzing with these stories, huh, Justin?
Yeah, I mean, a bit of overkill, to say the least, but we are powering through, and it's worth remembering that this is only Tuesday. So, you know, never know what's going to happen here.
Well, I have to say, I was surprised about Manafort in a way, although they got him specifically on what was being dumped out in court, the fact that they were hiding the money and they were avoiding taxes. So 5 charges of tax fraud was not a surprise, or hiding foreign bank accounts. All of that and the charges of bank fraud are all related and came about because of those business dealings in the Ukraine and, of course, because of this investigation into the Russian interference in our election. So he got caught right in that vice, didn't he?
He certainly did, and this is also not the end of the trials facing Manafort, literally. He has one that's going to be taking place in D.C. Next month, where we're going to be looking at other questions surrounding conspiracy, surrounding failing to register as a foreign agent, and some of the other top issues that have come up during the course of this investigation. So this is going to be moving back to that. And then there's still some questions over whether or not the 10 charges that the judge ended up declaring a mistrial on, whether or not prosecutors are going to try to revisit those and bring those up again. They have the right to do that, I believe, up until August 29th. So just a lot more issues facing him. And then, as you mentioned earlier, we still have Cohen, and it's going to be a couple of months until December before we get the plea hearing from him. And a lot can happen between now and then. Andy Davis making a television appearance tonight saying that Cohen is important to share information with the special counsel that pertains to the Russian investigation. So all of this could get a lot weirder before the end of the year.
Yeah, for Mueller, is this a win after all that he's been taking, some of the abuse he's been taking, and I guess some of the praise?
For the most part, we're probably not going to see, Trump changing his rhetoric on this, nor are we going to be seeing many saying by y'all when it comes to this. Does make it a lot harder for, the president to actually get the message across that this is a discredited phony investigation, as he had previously claimed. It shows that they are able to ultimately get to, guilty verdicts when it comes to examining those who are in the president's orbit. But now what we're seeing is a bit of a change in terms of the talking points on the right and those within the president's orbit. They're now saying that this doesn't have anything to do with the, Russian investigation. That's something that the president's been saying for a while, but now is sort of gearing up in terms of a talking point, saying that there's still no evidence of collusion and basically arguing that none of this is really going to, be taken seriously by them until that key aspect moves forward. But as it stands right now, this is a victory for Mueller. This changes the game rather considerably. But in terms of whether or not that's going to be changing the messaging that we're seeing for the White House, that really remains to be seen.
How about now Michael Cohen? What happens now with him? Explain that.
So he entered the guilty plea today for the 8 counts. What we know now is that basically he's going to have to await a sentencing hearing. That's going to be taking place, I believe, on December 29th. And, you know, right now there is a possibility that he could, you know, basically become a cooperative witness. That's something that his attorney has, you know, strongly hinted at, and that could basically help reduce, you know, what he's facing right now, which I believe is around 30 to 65 years, based on what we have on the table right now. And then a lot of this blows back onto the president as well. You know, Cohen directly implemented the president in two of these counts, both of which related to campaign finance violations. And that's going to be a harder, you know, line for the White House to basically walk as this moves forward. You know, we had Giuliani tonight saying that there are no allegations of wrongdoing against the president, you know, based in the plea bargain that we heard today, or plea agreement, rather. But ultimately, when you have the president, you know, being named by his former attorney as someone who directed him to commit crimes, that's going to be a big messaging battle. That's going to be something that's going to probably change a lot of the tone coming out of this. And then there's also Michael Avenatti, who is representing Stormy Daniels in the lawsuit against Trump, who is now saying that this is going to pave the way for a previously filed lawsuit to move forward, opening up the floodgates for a possible deposition with Trump, and that just creates another headache for the White House. So there's just a lot of issues facing the president right now. This is a multi-pronged disaster, and the fact that this all happened on one day is, you know, just makes it all the more staggering.
Yeah, crazy. So what are you doing for fun in D.C.? Catching grub in between covering all these different events, right? That's it.
I made dinner while, you know, keeping a close eye on all of the rapid developments today. You know, I watched the entire rally, eyes glued, notebook ready. You know, it was a hectic afternoon, to say the least. So, you know,
boy,
trying
no
to multitask, I guess, is the way of the game.
I love it. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks as always.
Thank you.
He makes a great point. It all happens on the same day. The Michael Cohen disaster comes to a head, and then Paul Manafort as well. That's huge. But the Cohen guilty thing and taking the plea is very, very big. He pleads guilty on 8 counts, as Justin was talking about. And what does that mean? As the personal attorney for a decade for the Prez, there he was in Manhattan federal court on Tuesday, admitting in coordination and at the direction of a candidate for federal office, he acted to keep information that would have been harmful to the candidate and the campaign from becoming public during the 2016 election cycle. And one was an affair with a woman for a year, an alleged affair with a woman, and the other was the Stormy Daniels stuff and the payment to Stormy Daniels, all of that that's been discussed. The accounts against Cohen include tax fraud, false statements to bank, and campaign finance violations tied to his work for Trump. It includes payments he made or helped orchestrate that were designed to silence the women I mentioned who claimed affairs with the then candidate. So you got the porn star Stormy Daniels and the former Playboy model Karen McDougal. The president has denied those claims, but this was a very crazy, crazy day for the president's men, to say the least. All right, we're going to continue with more on Manafort and the guilty verdict and what else is swirling around D.C. on the flip side. Here with me, Kate Delaney, on ATN.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it to you, call for more. I like to.
So as we continue here on America Tonight, by the way, you can always throw in your comments. Go to KateDelaneyRadio.com. I had to think about my last name for a second. I'm kidding. KateDelaneyRadio.com. And click on contact. You can hit me up there. We're talking about Manafort. So all the president's men, wow. Somebody said to me, is this like a Watergate situation? Not quite a Watergate situation, but not a good situation. Mueller knows that he's holding a few cards, one named Michael Cohen, and now the Manafort thing, of course. I thought there'd be a mistrial, and there was on some of the charges, but there was enough charges that he got 8 counts. So mistrial on 10, but 8 counts that are giant and will keep him locked up for probably the rest of his life. Now, the interesting thing is, and he's been asked about it a couple of different times, guess who holds the pardon? That'd be Donald Trump. And Donald Trump likes Paul Manafort, thinks that this is a sham, says this has nothing to do with, has said in the past, this has nothing to do with Russian interference into our election, you know, the Mueller investigation, but these things dumped out courtesy of that investigation. So that put him in this linchpin position where he ended up in court and was trying to defend, or his legal team was trying to defend what was happening, what was coming out, you know, the $1 million of suits and the suit that was worth $18,000 that was snakeskin or whatever. I mean, that was all titillation kind of stuff. Let's face it. That was like throwing raw meat out there. But the thing that you couldn't conceal was millions of dollars in offshore accounts. And the IRS is going to get their pound of flesh. So prosecutors spent 2 weeks presenting that case, and they did. So he was charged with 18 counts of tax evasion, bank fraud, hiding foreign bank accounts in the first case brought to trial by Mueller as part of this investigation into the interference. So he pled not guilty to all the charges. The trial carries lots of weight with it. And again, repeatedly, the president has said it's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt because they haven't found evidence of Russian collusion with the campaign. And that's true. There's not that neat tie-up in this. Manafort collected $65 million in foreign bank accounts from 2010 to 2014, spent $15 million on luxury purchases like that snakeskin suit, high-end clothing, real estate, landscaping, all of these giant, big-ticket kind of items. And then, of course, the deadly tie for Manafort was the Ukraine. $20 million in loans after his Ukrainian political work dried up in 2015. And the foreign bank accounts that were hidden. Defense lawyers argued that Rick Gates, Manafort's former business partner, was behind the frauds. Gates, who was charged in the case, testified against him in exchange for a more lenient sentence. So if you really added up the numbers, and I talked to an attorney today about this, he said, easy 80. He said, Kate, easy 80. And I knew what he meant. Because if you add up all the things I just said, that is exactly what you get. Not an easy 80 because you would never get out of prison, but that's the joke there. Because of the lying and keeping more money and then lying and more money, that's what put him in this. There is one get-out-of-jail card. That get-out-of-jail card would be a pardon by the president. Now, what becomes also interesting is if the president wins another term, so he's another double-dip president and he's going to run, then he does a little time, and then he gets the pardon, which would probably, then he's serving some of the time. But if he doesn't do a double dip, he still could do the pardon thing. And I would tell you what, my money's on a pardon here. I think it's going to be a pardon. As for Michael Cohen, that also gets interesting because Cohen has a lot of information. How much information will be dumped out? I would love to be a fly on that wall. What is he saying when he's being asked about the women, the money, the things? What's he saying? And it is about the hush money scheme, right? Definitely. I mean, he has knowledge on all kinds of subjects that would be of interest to Robert Mueller. And he's going to sing like a canary, but what does he have to sing? What is he selling? Because he has to be selling something. There would be no deal cut. So not just what we know. Maybe there's something else. I don't know what that is, but he's privy to it. Then you think, well, client, attorney, privilege, and then you get into more gray areas, too. But he's got information. He's the lawyer. So how far does that information go? How deep does it go? And is it anything that trips up his former client, who happens to be the president of the United States? But it does put the president in a position where certainly Mueller and his investigators are going to see him as a co-conspirator, really. You know, who okayed the money? What did he know? All of that. So I think Michael Cohen's guilty plea is far more dangerous to the president than Paul Manafort's conviction on bank and tax fraud. And it puts Robert Mueller in a much better position because of the plea. And you know what? We still go back to the same thing. Our taxes, millions and millions, I'm not talking about a couple million, millions of dollars in this 2 years have gone into this investigation, but nothing has really been tied up that directly creates that link, which is the craziest thing of all, because that's what the investigation was about in the first place. And I do think it gets a little dicier. I do. But what does that mean? What does that entail? Because you have to nail this shut. If there are accusations that are flying around, fine with the accusations, but you've got to prove them. Because to me, I think they don't have anything that they can prove. And that's part of this. So now there are more cards on the table for Mueller. But what kind of cards are they? We don't know. You know, we don't know what those cards are. But it's pretty interesting. And remember the power of the pardon. The power of the pardon could work in both cases for both of these men because he holds several possibilities of pardons. It's not just one. Many, many people can be pardoned. And there are long lists of people who have been pardoned by presidents. So they go on the list once all of this clears up. But who gets the get out of jail card? I'm going to say Manafort for sure. And depending on what's said, probably Michael Cohen would be on that list too as well. And, you know, the president was asked about Manafort. He was in Charleston. He got into Charleston on Air Force One, and reporters screamed some questions. And he walked away when it turned to Cohen. But he said Manafort, a good man who worked for previous Republican presidential candidates, including Ronald Reagan and Bob Dole. And he said he was with a lot of different people over the years, and I feel sad about that. Doesn't involve me, but I feel sad, you know. It's a very sad thing that happened. He had nothing to do with Russian collusion. We continue the witch hunt. And by the way, the president's agenda for the day, he met with supporters for a fundraiser. Then he had a 75-minute campaign rally for Patrick Morrissey, the Republican Senate candidate, challenging Senator Joe Manchin in West Virginia. So that was the reason for the visit to Charleston, West Virginia, by the way, so not to confuse anyone with South Carolina. And he does these campaign rallies, so that's not unusual. And stumping for the candidate, et cetera, that's not unusual either. But the timing of the things that came out with Cohen and Manafort just were right there when he was there on the ground. And we'll probably hear more about this in the upcoming days, I'm certain. Certainly in the White House briefings, there have been a few things that have been said. When we come back, we are going to dive into the mailbag. And a lot of you had things to say about poor Molly Tibbetts, an undocumented immigrant, has been charged with the murder of that Iowa student. I can only imagine what her poor father is going through. So we'll dive into that coming up next on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been found guilty of 8 financial fraud charges, with the jury deadlocked on 10 other counts. Manafort is facing considerable jail time. If he had been convicted on all 18 counts, he faced 305 years in prison. A lot of the counts are up to 30 years in prison, so he is still facing a possible long jail sentence. Former Trump personal attorney Michael Cohen has pleaded guilty to 8 counts as part of a deal made to prosecutors. Cohen admitted paying hush money at the direction of a candidate for federal office. He described how he violated campaign finance laws 2 ways, one of those involving the Karen McDougal payment, and the other was the Stormy Daniels payment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A lot of sad emails, and thank you for these emails, actually, because I thought it was such a tragic story about Molly Tibbetts, and just sickening to find out the end of this. Not surprised that we were going to end up with a body, and in one sense, thank goodness, there is an end to this, because I can't imagine not knowing. It's been weeks, and the 20-year-old Iowa student disappeared while she was jogging. And what happened was a man actually led investigators to her body in a cornfield, in the middle of a cornfield, just covered with some leaves. So they do have to officially confirm it's her body, but according to people I've talked to, look, it is. It's just, this is her for sure. And Kristen Rivera, a 24-year-old, has been arrested on first-degree murder charges. He's an illegal. The discovery, of course, just crushes the family as they were scouring counties all over the place. I know many of you from Iowa sent me emails about this, and thank you for listening to the show and keeping up with everything. The rewards were up to like $400,000, right? So this is what happened, and I'm going to tell you a sad story about a young girl and going out for an evening jog in a minute. But I want to get to some of these emails. This one is from Brian. He says, Kate, my heart is just on fire for the family of Molly Tibbetts. The fact that now it's an undocumented illegal immigrant makes me just churn and burn. That apparently he pursued her like an animal, getting out of the car, running beside her, and that was it. And that's all we know at this point. We don't even know you know, any more than that. We don't know any more details than that, because they're saying that they have, you know, what's the motive, and they're not really releasing any kind of a motive yet at this point. I got this one from Joe, who says, Kate, thank goodness they did find some home surveillance video that showed the car following young Molly Tibbetts, because that's what helped lead them to this illegal. And, of course, he didn't even resist when they tried to get him, to detain him. He has been in the area, they say, for 4 to 7 years. Did you know that? I did. I know, you know, the details on this, and they've set his bail at $1 million. If convicted, he could get life in prison. Iowa doesn't have the death penalty, so there wouldn't be a death penalty here, and it's very, very sad. Of course, the president, who I mentioned before, was at a rally in Charleston, West Virginia. He said, you heard about today with the illegal alien coming in, very sadly, from Mexico. You saw what happened to that incredibly beautiful young woman. Should have never happened illegally in our country. We had a huge impact, but the laws are so bad. The immigration laws are such a disgrace. We're getting it changed, but we have to get more Republicans, is what the president said. It is just an evil piece of business, and we don't even know all the details. Now, we do know, supposedly, because he said this in an interview, when he came up to her, when she pulled out her cell phone and said she was going to call the police, and then that's what apparently caused him to get angry. He's saying he blacked out, whatever that is. He said he put her in the trunk of his car. When he took her out, he saw blood on the side of her head. He left the body in the cornfield, covered it with corn leaves, and that's, you know, what we know. It could just be that, just what happened right there. The digital footprint is what helped, you know, and that surveillance tape, thank goodness. Okay, so here's my quick story, and then we dive back into the mailbag. When I very first got into the news business, I worked at KOB as a television reporter / anchor for big station KOB in Albuquerque, and there was a young woman. She was just like Molly Tibbetts. She went to school in Albuquerque, and she was jogging, and a very similar thing happened to her. There wasn't a cornfield, but there was a field, and it was just so heartbreaking, and I covered that story, and it stuck with me forever, that here she was just running, doing what she did all the time, what she loved, and then she was poof, gone. So a lot of hearts are breaking over this young woman who had her whole future in front of her and had a big impact on a lot of people's lives. And there were people with tips and all that kind of stuff. And thank goodness for that, because then ultimately it does lead to an arrest, and that's important. All right, let's dive back into this mailbag. This one is from Jake, who says, Kate, wow, Manafort, you were thinking mistrial. You were sort of right, because some of the charges, mistrial, I want to say there was like 10, but then the rest went down in a different direction. Are you stunned by that, or do you think they just had him? I think they had him on all the money things, so the tax fraud, all that kind of stuff that was unearthed because of the business partner, because of the being in court, all of that leading up to that, and that was enough for the jurors, that the plain charges for that, but the other ones didn't, there was nothing, they couldn't tie them and make it make sense. But that amount of charges and what it carries with it is absolutely huge, needless to say. Then there's this one from Don, who says, Kate Delaney, I like America Tonight. I listened to you talk the other night, and welcome back. I know you've been on the road. I've heard you in Chicago, in Sedona, I think. Sedona's a great place. I heard you talk about the story about the Pennsylvania priests and the abuse. Just absolutely disgraceful what went on there. I know you're aware of the abuses in the Catholic Church, but oh my, did we know it was this bad? You know, and the answer to that is we knew it was bad. Remember, there's a movie out called Spotlight, and it's a real-life situation where the predatory priests in Boston were nabbed finally for what was going on, the abuse that was going on in Boston. And reporters really fought hard to break that story, and they did, and thank goodness. Now in Pennsylvania, you know, you have just this horrific story about several priests and higher up that, you know, for years things were just covered up. And, you know, what does that lead to? Well, you have little children who are the innocent victims of this. You know, 300 state priests, 1,000 children? Are you kidding? I mean, oh. The University of Scranton, I read this today, they're removing the names of three bishops from school buildings because of these ongoing sexual abuse investigations that are involving Catholic leaders from the state. They're just scrubbing them off. They don't even want them there. Just rescinding them. Boom. Rescinding the degrees, anything, getting them off, getting them out, because it's that horrible and nobody wants to deal with it. I mean, nobody wants to deal with seeing their names. You know, they don't want to see any of that. And you have to be in solidarity with the victims of the abuse. But that sure doesn't help them, right? All those years, imagine. Oh, just terrible. Just terrible. Mm. And that's what I have to say about that. The Catholic Church has a lot of, boy, they have a lot to make up for. And the Pope is certainly not lost on him what's happened here. When these stories go up to the Vatican, you know, Pope Francis realizes shame and repentance is what he's saying. To not act over sexual abuse by clerics against minors going back decades. We showed no care for little ones. We abandoned them. And that's it. That's the heart of it. How do you do that to children? How do you abandon children because you have the power? They have no power. And just taking, like, hearing of the abuse and just moving someone off to another parish so then innocents there would be victims, that's what is just so outrageous. Here's another one. This one is from Samantha. Hello, Kate. I know that you keep up with such things. I've heard you talk about Hawaii. Boy, isn't it scary to see that they're calling it a Category 4, and it's getting very close to Hawaii. It's going to slam into Hawaii. So they're talking about hurricane conditions. You've been there in Maui. What would it be like on that island? That'd be deadly is what it would be like. It's an island, because you just said it's an island. So when you're talking about 10 inches of rain or however much, 130-mile-an-hour winds or more on the Big Island and Maui, all that they're saying could arrive on Wednesday. You're talking about waves. What kind of surf are we talking about? A sizable swell already they're seeing. Hilo and on that side of the Big Island. The impact could be devastating, let's hope not, but significant impacts. I was looking at a chart before I went on the air, and you know, you see that giant swirl, you see that ugly eye swirling toward land, and I've been on those islands. I've been to the Big Island and Maui and Honolulu, and those large waves, whoo! We're just talking about what it could wipe out, that damage. People have to find higher ground or places where they're safe, that's for sure. Coming back, we're going to the Man Cave here on America Tonight. Join us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going to the man cave. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
All right, we get it. We are going to the man cave. Here we go. So we're in the man cave, and what do we see as we look around at these giant big screen TVs? A couple of things that I'm going to tell all of you. One, you can always catch me in the man cave on NBC Sports Radio on the weekend. Download the NBC Sports Radio app. It's free. Or go to SiriusXM 205. I'm on Saturday and Sunday, 3 to 6. In the afternoon. And of course, college football's coming up and pro football, so I'll be talking about that and all things related, sports related, whether it's controversial, interesting, or just, you know, fun to watch, because sometimes it is fun to watch. What is fun to watch these days? All right, so let's talk about that. What is fun to watch is the end of the season in Major League Baseball, because there are some very hot races happening, and then there are some runaway divisions. So really, when we look at the standings at this point, you know, 40-some games left, Wow, hard to believe, isn't it? The Boston Red Sox are 8 games in front of the Yankees in the AL East. I can't imagine they have all that give back. And then everybody else is the also-rans. No way for the Rays, the Jays, or the O's. The O's, in fact, are on pace. Is this not sad, America? Think of this. No one wants to lose, right? I'm all about first place, second place, third place, whatever. Forget this honorable mention nonsense. I did not grow up with honorable mention. Or maybe I did, but it was all about getting first. Fine if you come runner-up, whatever. But none of this. Everybody gets a trophy. And in pro sports, everybody doesn't get a trophy. So the Orioles, though, will get a trophy. A bad one. It's just a virtual one. I'll give it to them. For 100 losses. They've got 89 losses. They are 50 games out in the AL East. I feel bad for my pals in Baltimore, right? Then when you look across the rest of the American League, the Cleveland Indians are 13 games in front of the Minnesota Twins, so forget about that. Cleveland wraps that baby up. Oakland and the Astros are the most competitive in the American League because they're back and forth. The Oakland A's got super hot and super deadly, so it's not a walk in the park for the Astros. They are a half game behind Oakland. They just came out of a series against each other. In the National League, Atlanta and Philadelphia are trading spots. Philly is 2 games behind the Braves. They're in it. The Braves are in it. Then when we look at the NL Central, Chicago on top, St. Louis 3 games back. And the NL West, the Diamondbacks, Rockies, and Dodgers are all in it. That is really interesting because Diamondbacks are on top, but Rockies just a game behind, and the Dodgers 2.5 games behind. I don't know that you can totally say San Francisco's out of it, but, boy, they'd have to win a lot of games. They're 8 games back. So that's kind of where we sit standing-wise, but who has the best team? Who are the best teams that are out there? And, of course, I mentioned a bunch of them. Boston, I can't imagine. Boston is just, like, crazy good, crazy on fire. And when you got guys like J.D. Martinez in the middle of your lineup who's smashing the ball all over the place, that's exactly the punch you needed from an everyday kind of guy, and he gives it to you. So making a big difference there, a guy who sat around for a while. In other words, he wasn't on anyone's roster last summer, then got picked up by Boston. I didn't think he wasn't going to get picked up by someone, but boy, he sure sat out there for a while. Okay, so now there's like times for moves. So the Chicago Cubs picked up second baseman Daniel Murphy in a trade with the Washington Nationals, because obviously they're throwing in the towel. And then, you know, you look at a couple of other big things that happened as far as on the day. So center fielder Greg Allen made incredible catches. It's like we hardly ever talk about defense anymore. You used to talk about defense all the time when you watched baseball. But two incredible catches. He helps Shane Bieber hold down Boston, and the Indians beat the Red Sox 6-3. And that's, you know, your division leaders, because I just told you that. So that's a big win for them, for sure. And then you've got the Braves, who have that competitive back and forth with the Phils in the NL East. And Dansby Swanson had 2 homers, 4 RBI. Kevin Gausman went 8 innings, and the Braves knocked off the Pirates 6-1. So that's why they find themselves in that spot. The Yankees trying to keep pace, and they picked up one because of Boston being beaten. You had the Yankees beat the Marlins in 12, so they win that one 2-1 in extra frames. Aroldis Chapman left the game with pain in his left knee. New York scrambled to close out, but they did close it out. Giancarlo Stanton actually playing in Miami for the first time since he was traded after 8 years with the Marlins. Got a pretty nice reception from the crowd, and he had 2 hits in the game. So the Yankees pick up a game because Boston drops theirs. So, you know, there you go. crazy stories from the man cave include this. The violations by the Aggies, according to Santino Marshall, they didn't have any kind of problem deciding to leave Texas A&M, his family, because the four-star linebacker who was there at College Station in January 2017 was hopeful that after his red season shirt ended, he would end up with, you know, with Kevin Sumlin's firing and Jimbo's Fisher arrival, that there would be something that would happen. Fisher said the culture change would help Aggies fans and players, and they would be lifted into football's elite. But ever since then, Marshall said he witnessed behavior that made him uncomfortable, including, he's saying, an assistant coach giving him cash to host top recruits on unofficial visits. Marshall also said he and other players were evaluated in June practice sessions that were allegedly voluntary but were operated and observed outside the rule book. Ooh. He's also saying that the training staff at A&M mishandled an ankle injury that doctors said would require caution because of a surgery Marshall had that sidelined him in his freshman year. And then at the end he says, you know, I'm not a complainer. I like to adapt to my environment, but I think they're breaking the rules. So I, you know, I am going to say what I think is wrong about the Aggies, and this kind of scrutiny could hurt their eligibility, because then what happens is, you know, if they decide they're going to get capped with something, then forget about them going into the big game possibility for playing for the college national championship, that's for sure. And this player has an attorney. He had a statement. He put the statement together. They put the statement together, and they handed it to the NCAA. And it's, of course, a potential bombshell case, but they're not going to be able to comment on it. So there, I think this kid wants a waiver process. He wants out. That's it. Doesn't want to deal with what's happening there. And, you know, transfer restrictions have been lessened, but what does that mean? So are there other potential signs of wrongdoing at A&M? And you look at where college football is now, where at Maryland, you've got DJ Durkin's future in limbo, the death of a player, and Urban Meyer at Ohio State, placed on administrative leave as the coach there while he's being investigated for whether he properly handled domestic abuse complaints against one of his then assistant coaches. What a way to kick off the college football season. Thanks for joining us in the Man Cave and listening to America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.